welcome you to the set of Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. So glad you can join us. We're going to dissect the Giants' loss to the Detroit Lions tonight, 24-10. We'll hear from the head coach, Ben McAdoo, plus player reaction as the Giants drop to 0-2. By my side, a man who had a much better halftime than he had watching the game tonight, a member of that Super Bowl 42 championship team, David Deal. And David, this team just can't get out of its own way offensively, which leads to a lot of different issues for this ball club.
I mean, when you're looking at this game and you see that offensively in the first half, they have no control of the football game. I mean, you think about the drops, the penalties, and most importantly, the non-protection for Eli Manning. Something has to be taken over here. You see the adjustment with Justin Pugh, but somebody needs to step up and take control of this group, because if this continues, it's going to be a long season for Eli Manning.
And Roman Oben also joins us as well on the set, along with Antrell Roland. Roman, you take a look at this team, and when the few times that Eli Manning had time, it seemed like nobody was open in that first half either.
Yeah, I mean, looking at that first half and just the production, look, 20 snaps in the first half. They're only on the field about 10 minutes. Defense almost 2-1. So offense really never got a chance to get going. But just the overall product that you saw on the field today, guys. I remember being a rookie, 96, that 10-year anniversary of the 86 team.
Yep.
We lost that game. Fans leaving in the middle of the fourth quarter. You had that same kind of feeling. So I feel bad for Amani Toomer and Ahmad Bradshaw, all those guys that came to watch this product on the field, because 0-2 is not where people expected this team to be at this point.
Antrell, you won Super Bowl 46. Now, we talk so much about the offense, and rightfully so, but if you take a look at this Giants defense through the first 2 weeks, they're not getting the stops. The two touchdown passes that Matthew Stafford threw both came on third downs. They hit a couple of third and longs early in this football game, and they're not stopping the run the way we saw them do it last year. What's the problem?
You're looking at a defense that doesn't seem to be in sync at this point in time. You're looking at a defense that they try hard, but they're not flying around. They're not fluid as they once were. I'm seeing a lot of lack of just being very, very, very tactical. Keeping outside containment, breaking down in a tackle. I feel like guys are trying to do too much. You're not getting off the field on third down, which is a huge negative. And more importantly, you have to play the ball when it's in the air. You have to be a ball hawk. You can't just play the defender and arm touch all the way down the field. At some point in time, you must become a receiver and try to attack the ball at the highest point.
Yeah, on the Marvin Jones touchdown catch, I mean, Eli Apple had good coverage. It almost looked like he was looking up at the board to see where the play was, and then Jones just undercut him. That ball has to be knocked away, doesn't it?
That ball needs to be intercepted because he was in perfect position. He was running stride for stride with him for about 7 or 8 steps. At that point in time, you lean, you locate, you attack the ball at the highest point. At that time, he should have become the receiver.
Yeah, so it's those kind of mistakes, fundamental flaws that the team is making, technique mistakes that are really hurting the New York Football Giants. One of the defensive leaders of this team had a chance to catch up with Paul Dottino right after the game on the field. One of the captains, Jonathan Casillas.
Jonathan, another difficult one. This one, your home opener. I know after the game in Dallas, this can't feel very good right now.
Nah, it's tough. You know, whenever you lose a game, you know, especially a home opener game at home, you know, not a good showing for us collectively. So, you know, we got to get back to the drawing board and make some corrections.
Where do you think this one started to slip a little bit?
You know, I mean, it happened on defense. You know, defense gave up a little more than we wanted to. Offense, of course, didn't score that much, and special teams, we gave up a touchdown. So, you know, you could talk every different part of the game. You know, we kind of let them take advantage. So, you know, like I said, we got to get back to the drawing board and make some corrections.
And I know that's got to be disappointing because it was all three phases, unlike last week where, you know, not every phase wound up stumbling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to play complimentary football.
Right.
Not uncomplimentary football. I don't even know if that's a word, but that's what we did. We didn't do anything like we were supposed to do today.
Jonathan Casillas, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And you hear Jonathan Casillas talking about the problems. Antrell, I'm going to start with you. Obviously, every team in the NFL has to deal with injuries. And the Giants obviously didn't have their starting middle linebacker, B.J. Goodson. The Lions look to attack Calvin Munson, who's a rookie. And they really missed Janoris Jenkins, not only in pass defense, but he's ferocious against the run. And that was a soft corner the Giants were giving up.
It was. I think DRC, there were point in times in the game where I think he did an exceptional job of making tackles, but then there was times where his tackle was very, very poor. Not breaking down. There was a couple times he could have had a tackle for loss, and, you know, he failed to capture that moment. As far as Munson, them attacking him in the middle, I felt like they were tracking him, but they wouldn't do too much. I felt like if those guys just understood the down and distance, they understood the situation a lot better, it would have helped them out throughout the course of this game.
More on the Giants' defense. Dalvin Tomlinson also spoke with Paul Dottino after the game.
So, Dalvin, how more elusive was Stafford in person than he was on film? He seemed to do some damage with his feet, especially in the first half.
Yeah, he's an elusive quarterback. He always been an elusive quarterback, and we just have to do a better job containing the next elusive quarterback we face.
A couple of crazy plays, ball bounces this way and that way, and all of a sudden they seem to have the momentum. How much did that hurt your guys this time?
When we get the momentum on defense, we have to make sure we keep it throughout the whole game, and we just kept losing it throughout the game. We just had to be more consistent with it.
You know, one thing Spags said last week in Dallas is that he wanted to get a takeaway. You guys were able to get one today, but still not able to control the time of possession in the first half. I thought that was a big hurt for you.
Even though we get one, we got to be able to get another one. We have to continue to get more takeaways on defense.
Dalvin Tomlinson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the one turnover the Giants forced on the very next play, Eli Manning threw it late behind Evan Engram, and the Lions picked it off and went back. So we are just getting started on the program. A lot to digest with the Giants dropping their home opener 24-10 to the Detroit Lions. We're going to hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. The Giants fans, enter for your chance to win a DJI Spark mini drone at Adorama Giants at adorama.com/Giants. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the New York Giants. We are just getting started here at MetLife Stadium. Lots to talk about. We'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo when we return.